You are listening to episode number 4 of The Green Elephant in the Room.
Welcome to The Green Elephant in the Room, a conversation about climate and the environment that we should be having. Now here is your host, Rico.
This is your host, Rico, at the Green Elephant in the Room. We're coming to you from beautiful Guadalajara, Mexico, where each week we address issues concerning the environment and climate change and give you timely tips, insights, and inspiration for all of us to live a cleaner, affordable, and more fulfilling lives while easing the burden that we are putting on the Earth's living ecosystems. Today we're going to address a major environmental problem. It is one that you have the opportunity to solve three times a day. Food waste. Among the reasons I am picking the topic of food waste for this second podcast are, it's ridiculously wasteful. It is not as controversial as other subjects we will have to tackle. It has an enormous impact on the environment and climate. And it's simple to fix. American farms, ranches, and processing plants produce nearly 600 billion pounds of food every year. But almost half of that bounty ends up being thrown out uneaten. It's left in the fields, spoiled in transport, thrown out in grocery stores, or just simply forgotten as it wilts in the back of our refrigerator. We are going to consider the practical and ethical impact of food waste in America and consider how farmers, businesses, and home cooks can end this wasteful practice. Getting food from the farm to our fork eats up 10% of the total U.S. energy budget, uses 50% of U.S. land, and swallows up to 80% of all fresh water consumed in the United States. And yet, 40% of food in the United States today goes uneaten. When we think about climate and environmental change, we often think about other things than breakfast, lunch, and dinner. One of the great miracles of life on this planet is the creation of food. From the magic of sun, seed, soil, and water, we can produce everything from apples to zucchinis. Yet 40% of the food raised or prepared does not make it from the farm or factory to our forks. That number is startling. 40% of the food we produce is wasted. It's an appalling part of American society and our throwaway culture, and it's costing us time, money, and compromising our environment. Growing, processing, transporting, and disposing of that uneaten food has an annual estimated cost of over $200 billion. That costs an average family of four $1,800 annually. $1,800 a year. That is a lot of lettuce. Everybody's scrambling for a few hundred dollars in extra tax breaks. There is your tax break. What are the wasteful practices that make up that 40%? Food rots in the fields, is wasted during processing, it is damaged in transport. But the greatest squandering of this essential commodity is in the American home. Half of that 40% figure happens in our own homes. And we have the power to change that. Hundreds of millions of people throw food away every meal. This is a personal issue and one that you have some control over. Americans lead the world in food waste. Calories are cheap and people are picky. Sometimes we buy the food and leave it to rot in our refrigerators. Often we put more food on our plates than we can eat. So, although half the food waste occurs on farm fields and in processing and transportation, the other half occurs in our homes. It's kind of insane if you really stop to think about it. What if you threw away 20% of the clothes right after you purchased them? Or 20% of the furniture you brought home? Or lawn equipment? Or home cleaning products? Just chucked half of them into the trash. Now, as a contrast, in sub-Saharan Africa, just 5% of food waste occurs in the home, compared to 50% in North America. Why do you think there's such a gap? 5% of food wasted in Africa versus 50% in North America. I believe the reason is Americans spend just 6.5% of their household income on food. That is the lowest rate in the world. Canada, for example, spends 9%. Australia, about 10%. Mexico, where I live, 25% of their income goes to food. India, 30%. In some countries in Asia and Africa, people spend as much as 40% or more of their household income on food. Nigeria is the highest at 56%. Think about that. In many countries, half of their paycheck or more goes to simply feed themselves. If you spend half your money on your groceries, you would treat it with a lot more respect. You know, we are used to an abundant supply of food in our lives. We take it for granted. The average North American supermarket can have up to 50,000 items in their store. But what if things were different? What if you couldn't get enough to eat? You don't have to look far to see many people in developing countries already dealing with this. For a healthy, balanced diet, an adult man needs about 2,500 calories a day. A woman is 2,000 calories daily. Yet we throw away 1,200 calories per person per day. That means an average couple throws away enough food to feed a third person every day. Every day. That is appalling. In our own country, one out of six Americans is food insecure. They don't get enough to eat and are nutrient deficient. With statistics like this, it's simply irresponsible to participate in the waste of good, healthy, and perfectly edible food. Even with the most sustainable practices, our food system uses enormous resources. Unless you work on a farm or are associated within the business of food, it can be hard to imagine the enormous scale of the massive agro-business in our country. Consider this. To grow our food, we need to use colossal amounts of cropland, fresh water, fertilizers, and pesticides. And 1/5 of all the energy used in the U.S. goes for planting, processing, transportation, and refrigeration of the food we eat. Over half of the land in the U.S. is used to grow our food. I will repeat that. 50% of all the land in America is in cultivation. And by far, food production is the biggest user of water. In the United States, that adds up to 80% of all our fresh water, and in many Western states, that goes up to 90% of this scarce resource. Excessive water use for agriculture is leaving rivers, lakes, wetlands, and underground water sources dry in many irrigated areas. One of the largest rivers in the West, the Colorado, no longer even reaches the sea. Every single drop is used. Where it emptied into the Gulf of California, it used to be a rich and vibrant wetland area that supported a vast array of wildlife. No longer. So, why do we use so much of our freshwater resources in agriculture? Well, as an example, it takes a gallon of water to grow a single almond. One almond, 1 gallon of water. A walnut, almost 5 gallons. A single orange takes up to 13 gallons of water. That's a lot of water, literally down the drain, when our food is thrown away. So, as you can see, this is about more than just food. It is about land, water, and energy. It's about resources. So, when food is thrown away, all those resources, all that energy is wasted, squandered, expended for nothing. According to many historians, agriculture was the most significant event in human history. Agriculture enabled people to produce surplus food. They could use this extra food when crops failed or trade it for other goods. Food surpluses allowed people to work at other tasks unrelated to farming. Ironically, our farming practices are now the most significant disruption of the natural world. Unsustainable agriculture and aquaculture practices present the greatest immediate threat to species and ecosystems around the world. In other words, agriculture went from being the most significant event in human history to being the greatest threat to life on Earth today. One of the biggest alterations of our atmosphere from the food we throw away is the release of methane, a particularly potent greenhouse gas. And almost 20% of the methane emissions in the U.S. come from rotting food in landfills. This alone is reason enough to find alternatives and solutions. Let's discuss a few solutions. Composting, ugly food, and the sell-by myth. Food is the number one contributor to landfills today. Let me repeat that. We throw away more food than anything else. Now, of course, things like banana and other peels, apple cores, watermelon rinds have to be dealt with. What else are you going to do with them except toss them? I personally never throw any of that away because worms eat my garbage. Worms eat most of my food waste, leaving behind the richest soil-like compost you could imagine. You can avoid throwing food scraps into the trash by composting your leftovers. I have been doing it for years. I have saved thousands of pounds of food waste not going to the landfill. You can also compost without worms. It's not as hard as you think. Check out my website for details about making your own worm box. Another significant reason why food is wasted, because we like our food to be pretty. So, another effective way to fight food waste is to embrace the ugly, also known as perfectly imperfect food. Grocery stores are starting to tackle the issue, particularly in Europe. Earlier this year, France showed what is possible by becoming the first country in the world to prohibit supermarkets from throwing away unsold food. Instead, they must donate unsold food to charities and food banks. Shortly after France, Italy followed suit. Walmart, the nation's largest supermarket, is starting to sell imperfect-looking fruit and vegetables that normally would go to waste. There is the added advantage that imperfect produce is often a third cheaper. It's time to fall back in love with ugly fruit and vegetables. Another silly contributor to the scandalous amount of food we toss is the confusion over sell-by and use-by date labels. It is not surprising that people are befuddled by sell-by, use-by, and best-before labels, often hidden in tiny print on the packaging. That's because none of these labels are an effective guide of whether the food is still good to eat. These are largely unregulated designations indicating when food should taste best. Most consumers mistakenly believe date labels are safety indicators, and this confusion over expiration date causes 90% of Americans to throw out perfectly good grub before it actually goes bad. An estimated 20% of food wasted in U.S. households is due to misinterpretation of date labels. Misunderstanding of sell-by dates contributes more to food waste than grocery stores, restaurants, or any other part of the food supply chain. Let's face it, a lot of environmental news is negative for obvious reasons. This pessimism can lead people to feel overwhelmed and disengaged, which is the very opposite of what we need today. Often with environmental issues, we have the government, corporations, and the consumer. In this case, the government is not going to pass laws concerning what you throw into your trash can. The large food corporations are going to do everything they can to encourage you to buy more and more of their product. This is truly one area where you, the consumer, will make the difference. By taking these small steps to alleviate the significant problem of tossing almost half the food the world produces, we can begin to take a bite out of our climate and environmental impacts without ever leaving our homes. It's time to stop biting off more than we can chew and clean our plates. And the best thing about it is you can start doing all of this next time you sit down to eat.
Thanks for listening to The Green Elephant. Visit us on our website, bit.ly/greenelephantintheroom. That's bit.ly/greenelephantintheroom, where you can find valuable information and links to everything that was addressed on today's show and more.
Next episode of The Green Elephant in the Room, we're going to look at, can one person make a difference?